That is a tough question because in our house we had no Meyer mine. It was ours. The possessions were ours, all of us.
Your children playing games only they understand. Games only they understand. Chasing each other, laughing and shouting all day. Pablo loves them all as if they were his own. He's a poor man, but he's unconscious of his poverty. Just as there are so many who are unaware of their riches. Often he cannot satisfy his hunger, but that's normal. He envies no one. Then he goes fishing, changes fish for rice. Is the rice in your country, Father? We ask. No, it's too cold there. Rice won't grow. What do you people eat then? Do you buy rice in another country? No, Pablo, they eat bread. Is your country far away, Father? How many days did you walk to come here? Pablo's keen interest in my talks and geography. He can't read or write. And that is not worrying him. He misses nothing. What he misses from books, he picks up through observation. He knows the Philippines. Father over the ocean or other countries with other peoples. Pablo likes to hear about them. He loves them. What's your prayer, Pablo? I ask God that all men, women, and children have whatever they need to live contented and happy. How old are you, Pablo? 25. When were you born? 1918. Then you're 34. That's possible, Father. There are many Pablos among the poor. Don't pity them. Ask them the secret of their happiness. They are a living illustration of the words of our Lord. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. You see, I ate gems among the mountain provinces of the Philippines.
At home, I tried to impress upon them that everything was ours, not mine, to make them feel that everything belonged to the house and to everybody. Of course, I could see where there should be some distinction being things of their own, give them the idea and the pride of possession to keep them properly. Like when I put Winifred and Eleanor in this middle room, I gave them this room, made spreads for the beds and fixed the room up for them that they might keep it just so and take a little pride in the possession of it and in the keeping of it. Narrowly, with children, the things are ours.